Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode on the drama between Quackity and Dream.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
This is QSMP. This is a long-term series. It's going to be evolving constantly.
And the QSMP in general. So let's get into it. Today, we're going to do a fun new episode. And I am here with my friend, Elle. If you would like to introduce yourself.
What's good, YouTube with the boys listeners? I don't know what your fan base is called, but...
I don't know if we have a name. The boys.
The boys.
You can just address the boys.
Okay, what's up, the boys?
Yeah.
I'm actually not a boy. I'm a girl.
Not supposed to say that.
My bad. I'm actually a boy.
Well, even though Elle is a girl, she's clearly one of the boys.
Yes, exactly. Which is why I'm honored to be here.
Okay.
That's my introduction.
So basically, the fun part about this episode is Elle knows nothing about Minecraft drama. So basically, I'm going to explain it to her, and you're going to get an impartial take out of someone who knows nothing about it. So let's do the basics. Do you know what Minecraft is?
I am familiar with the game, yes.
Okay.
My friend brought a Minecraft sword to school one day in senior year as a joke. I say poggers a lot.
This sounds like you're a perfect candidate. Okay. Yeah. Do you know what an SMP is?
You don't need the
acronym. I just mean generally.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So an SMP is a server on which multiple creators play.
Oh.
So they all play together, and usually it's like a community server. And have you ever heard of the Dream SMP?
I have.
Okay.
Which I don't really know what the Dream SMP is, but I know Dream
is
a Minecraft YouTuber who did a face reveal at some point, and that was a little internet joke, as the kids like to call it.
It was a meme.
Oh, that's the word. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay.
A meme.
So basically, the Dream SMP was a server started around the pandemic, right? And it was a server that gave like birth to a lot of popular creators. In birth, it's not necessarily like Dream brought them up, but they gained their popularity because they all played on the server and they were all funny. So it was good. And some of those include Tommy Innit. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Wilbur Soot.
Oh, he has the song.
He does. Lovejoy is his band.
Oh, it's his band.
Yes. And he does have a song.
Doesn't he have a song with Your New Girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh my God. My friends from high school were obsessed with that song.
He's in your bed, I'm in your Twitch chat. I've got the key and he's just a doormat.
Or your new boyfriend.
I think so.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm pretty familiar with
There are some other popular people. People are going to mad I like left out their favorite creator. But there was a lot of people on the Dream SMP who were all great. And everybody loved them. And their community is very, very big. And can sometimes be intense. So that's why we're going to talk about it. And I'm going to be careful. And then we can get into the actual hot take. But in the beginning, I'm going to be careful. Their community can be intense. But like, they're like when they did a stream, have you ever encountered Twitch before?
I do know what Twitch is. I've watched some Twitch streams on YouTube.
Do you know like a normal Twitch stream, do you know how many viewers that would be?
I'm going to guess like a few thousand?
Yeah, a few thousand. If you're a popular creator, you could get like 20 or 30.
Okay.
The Dream SMP, when they would do events, would get like 200,000.
Oh, okay.
So they were like a phenomenon because everybody was at home in the pandemic.
Hmm.
Okay. So now we're going to get into the drama. The Dream SMP is no longer a thing. It ended just because it like went its course. They had a bunch of like scripted stories in it. So it kind of made it fun and interactive to watch. But another, you know, streamer on that SMP, his name was Quackity.
Okay.
And Quackity is, I think he's Mexican as well, so he speaks Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for later in the story.
Okay.
But basically, in the meantime, there hasn't been a big SMP since. So, like, there's kind of been, like, in the Minecraft world, everybody's like, oh, what's the next big thing going to be?
Right.
Okay. So then Quackity, you know, a little while ago, he announced something called the QSMP.
The Quackity SMP.
Yes. And it was going to be an SMP with Spanish streamers and English streamers.
Like streamers that spoke both languages or one or the other?
Kind of one or the other. He speaks both. But it was kind of like connecting communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's where the drama begins.
No, no.
Because Dream is going to start an SMP called, I think, the United SMP, which had creators from all different, you know, cultures and spoke different languages, very similar ideas. And before, you know, I can, you know, get into all this one by one, but it's more useful if we go to a tweet, which kind of was the head of all the drama.
I love a good tweet.
Yeah. So Dream, I don't know if you about Dream, but he likes to really like tackle things in length. There was one time he was accused of cheating in a speedrunning thing, and he got an astrophysicist to prove that he might have not cheated.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. That's a little extreme.
So, you know, Twitter, right? You know, you're familiar with Twitter.
Twitter.
And the usual, like, the length of tweets.
Yes, I would say.
So to address this issue, Dream made a tweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had like two like subtweets, right?
Okay.
To explain what happened. And, you know, I put all these words in a document, right? It is 1,700 words.
Oh,
1,700.
What? That's longer than like most papers I write for school.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
So I did the civic duty and I read it all.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I read it all.
Was there like a nice structure with an introduction and conclusion?
I mean, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Was Grammarly used for it?
Maybe.
Was it well crafted?
It was okay. You know, I've seen better.
Okay.
But, you know, so like I said, Minecraft stands can get up in arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's fairly so. And sometimes, you know, they can be aggressive and other things like that. So what's interesting is Dream starts off this tweet by saying, he goes, so maybe, you know, don't read this tweet because it might make you upset.
Oh, that's a great way to start it.
Yeah.
That's a great introduction.
Because it concerns community drama.
Okay.
So now I have a question.
Yeah.
It feels personal. I'm supposed to be impartial here. But if you start a tweet by saying it might make you upset, it feels like it's prompting people to say you should be upset.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely starting off the tweet with something that's provocative and something that's going to get people to read it. Because if you started off by saying, this is going to be actually a really neutral tweet, not treat, then no one would read it. But because it's so...
I feel like you should just maybe just tweet, you know?
Or just tweet, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to preface it with anything.
Yeah. And he basically goes into the fact that basically their SMPs are similar, his and Quackity's. And he's like, you know, Quackity held his close to his chest. But I was really working like kind of like with other people on mine. So like people like knew about it, but Quackity like kind of kept his to himself. Which you're already like, okay. Okay, like, okay, so he's not allowed to work on things by himself.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Make all of it public.
Yeah.
Do not gatekeep.
Exactly. So then Dream continues and he goes, well, I got this idea for like, this is my favorite part of the whole tweet. I'm already early. So he had this idea to like bring multiple, you know, communities of different languages together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a really good idea and it's going to be really entertaining. But I want you, guess where he got it from?
Where he got the idea from?
Yeah. He said, after this, we knew we needed to make it.
I have no idea. You have to give me like multiple choice here or something.
I'm just going to go for it. He said after Squid Game.
Oh no.
Which is my...
after Squid Game.
Because he's like, oh, people can like other languages. Let's...
No way.
I don't know. He said it like really like matter of factly. He was like, well, after Squid Game, we knew we needed to make like this. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, okay.
Content targeted towards English speakers that's not in English? Has never existed before until Squid Game.
Until Squid Game. That was really funny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So then basically Quackity, before Dream had announced his SMP, Quackity had announced his. And Dream was like, I tried to reach out to him. And the big thing is both of them had a live translation mod.
Okay.
So modded Minecraft is obviously Minecraft with, like, you can know extra code to make it different.
Yeah.
And the translation mod would basically, people would speak and then it would pop up what they're saying in your target language. So the streamers really cool. from different languages understand each other. Very cool idea. And initially, Quackity didn't say that was in his when he first announced it. And I watched some of, like, the streams from the first day of the announce, and the live translation wasn't implemented. So then Dream tried to reach out to Quackity, but Quackity didn't respond. And
okay.
Dream was like, oh, I thought he didn't have translation mods, so I was going to offer to collaborate and maybe share it. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. So then he was like, and I was actually going to invite Quackity before I knew about his SMP to be on my SMP as, like, the representative of the Spanish community. But then I didn't invite him because he had his own SMP, and I thought it wouldn't be that stressful, right?
Yeah.
So then Dream later announces his SMP called the United SMP.
Right.
Uh-huh. This is the timeline. So Quackity announced his. It didn't have live translation. Dream announces his as the first SMP with live translation.
Oh, okay.
And he, like, announced it for a later date.
Right.
Hasn't started yet. So then Quackity, a day after, announces that his SMP will also have live translation.
Wow. Where did he get that idea from?
Well, it started to build. But, like, the thing is, where did he get that idea from?
Squid Game.
Probably Squid Game. But the thing is, for the mods to happen, there was no live translation mod together. So they really had to be both working on it separately.
Okay.
But as a man who has a theory, my theory is a bit like that possibly Quackity was working on this.
Oh.
But I feel like if he had it fully done, he would have done it in the very first, you know, stream with different languages. But my theory is maybe that he saw that Dream was going to have it and was like, let's speed up the timeline and let's get ours out. So Dream said he was taken aback.
Taken aback.
But excited for Quackity.
Aw, that's so lovely.
Yeah. So Dream kept reaching out and Quackity kind of kept ghosting him.
Oh, no.
Not the best move.
Quackity.
Yeah.
You're messing up.
I feel like I'm going to get through it and then let's analyze after because I feel like I'm going to take too long. Okay.
Yeah,
so then Quackity basically alluded to some of the people on his server that it wouldn't be allowed to play on both servers. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So then Dream said because of this drama that he was getting threats and stalkers were showing up at his house and sometimes trackers were being placed in his car. So that's why he needed to make it public, this interaction in this large tweet. And Quackity is still, like, basically ghosting him. And then I put this quote in that I thought was really great in this tweet about all this drama. Public tweet about the drama. And he said, so like I said, it's really not worth all the drama. In a tweet about drama.
Oh, no. That's so ironic. Mm-hmm.
So now he's like, I am going to change the United SMP to be different in all of this. And I don't, you know, I don't support any hate towards anyone. Any form of doxing, threats, harassment, racism is unacceptable. And you're not welcome in our community if you think otherwise. And he says he still has support for Quackity. Quackity still hasn't reached out to him. And after this tweet, Quackity still never addressed it publicly. So, like, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And they've played together multiple times before. Now, this tweet was, as I said, 1,702 words, and it had 57.5 million views.
Wow. Okay.
It's a large tweet. And before we get, like, really into it, I think it's funny to note that I feel like anytime you're like, I don't support hate towards anyone, like, you could just say don't support hate towards anyone. But then he went on to say any forms of doxing, threats, harassment, and racism is unacceptable.
Right.
Where, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I kind of feel like that sometimes when you list out what is not acceptable could put the idea in people's heads. I don't know if that's just me.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like listing the specific forms of hate and saying, like, these specific things, if you hadn't thought of them yet, these ones are bad.
Yeah.
So if you guys hadn't thought of them, now don't do them.
Yeah, now don't do them.
Don't do these things that I'm going to list. But I mean, if I gave you the idea, I didn't.
If one specific that's very funny is, so Dream announces his server as the first server with live translation. Quackity, a day later, announces his server as the first server with live translation.
No.
And Quackity has now included further languages separate than
English and Spanish,
which Dream's planning to do. Okay, so do we have any initial reactions to this drama
oh
as an
gosh.
E-partial party, you know?
Oh, I don't even know. It's hard to process.
Yeah, because you don't know the personalities of the dweeb in
Quackity. That's true. Is it dweeb?
People like to say dweeb sometimes. Dweeb. And Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah. That's appropriate because it is mostly children, yes. I would say, watching these videos. Which is also like such a horrible thing that these like YouTubers get into like Minecraft, which is like a silly little game, and somehow like threats and doxing comes out of it, which is insane that it really can spiral
and
to
stalkers.
That extent. And yeah. Stalking, tracking on their cars, like they're just trying to go online and play little games for entertainment. Like, who knew that it would, you know, escalate to that extreme? So that's my first thought, is just like, it's unfortunate that something can happen from just like becoming famous, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That is, it is bad. Like, my thought about that though is like, it really like, I might be wrong, but it's hard to believe to me that like you would DM Quackity and be like, hey, can you address this? I am getting like actual like stalking threats. And like that dude like wouldn't respond. You know, there was beef. I feel like there's a level. So I kind of have the suspicion that maybe he just said that on Twitter first instead of texting Quackity that
so
was
he
the problem.
Didn't message him, you think?
I don't know. I think he messaged him, but I don't know if he was like messaged him how bad things were. But I don't know. Right. Quackity still hasn't addressed it, even though he's been stalked publicly.
Do you think that reflects poorly on Quackity? Like, are you now more biased towards Dream, for instance, because you're like, at least he's trying, at least he's reaching out, and Quackity's the one who's immature.
I'm gonna do the classic middle road take. And I think that Quackity probably should have responded to some extent.
Yeah.
But I feel like, dude, if you go online and say, oh, hey, we need to stop all this drama because this person did this, this, and this.
Creating so much more drama.
Yeah, and going in saying, hey, don't be triggered by this topic of community drama.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, you could have just been like, hey, can we, like, stop the drama? Quackity, you're working things out. And I think, like, I know, these people are all young. Like, they're all, like, honestly not much older than us. But I feel like you have to have some sense of, like, he knows people have parasocial relationships with him, right? And I'm like, you kind of, I feel like you have to say you're settling things behind the scenes, even if you aren't. Like, say me and Quackity have, like, discussed, if I really wanted to stop, I'd be like, me and Quackity discussed it, things are all right.
Yeah.
And just been like that to kind of stop it, but I feel like you are literally fanning flames.
No, you're so right, because it's so much better for your brand if you were to just say, like, hey, look, I'm reaching out and Quackity and I are going to be okay. We have agreed that both servers can coexist and it's not like a competition. We're both successful. We're both trying to do, like, good things for communities and, you know, bridge language gaps so that players can play with each other despite language barriers, blah, blah, blah. Like, and, encourage diversity. Than to just instead be like, all these bad things have aroused from this, you know? This sucks, and Quackity's the one who's immature. Like, placing blame is such a middle schooler thing to do.
Only respect journalism. No hate.
Of course, of course.
Don't you threaten
and
him.
And the drama, it wasn't even worth it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a crazy line.
Wasn't even worth it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Dream, in my opinion, I mean, I think he's done some good content, but I feel like there's this, like, weird thing where it's like, oh, it's the Dream SMP, so, like, I made all of you.
Right.
And I would like to say that, like, one, I don't think it's, I feel like he had this expectations, like, oh, Quackity, you should have filled me in. But I'm like, at the end of the day, it's business, you know, they're making money from it. You don't want to fill someone in on your idea. And also, you know, people can be excited about different cultures interacting with things. Anybody can do that. But it does make sense that as someone who is bilingual and exists in multiple cultures, should be the person to bring that, like, start bringing people together. Like, you've seen Dream. He's like a really white dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, there's nothing wrong with him wanting to interact with other cultures, but it feels like Quackity is in a position that is better situated to doing that. Because he has, like, he's friends with these Spanish-speaking streamers and friends with these English-speaking streamers.
Yeah, he has, like, more connections that make sense, that would foster a better community almost. than if it was just some white guy who only speaks mm-hmm. English to be like, I, in theory, would love to, you know, enhance my diversity and inclusion just so I can.
Have you guys seen Squid Game?
I loved it personally. I didn't know that other movies in other languages or shows could be good.
Did you know they made movies in other countries?
No way. Yeah. They just got cameras over there.
I wasn't aware of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But like there was like this like thing where he's also like, oh, I was going to share the live translation mod with him.
Yeah, it's like, congratulations. I mean, yeah. He has his own.
Yeah.
Like, you can both create separate ones. It doesn't need to be like you own it and you share it.
But even so, he was like in this tweet, he was like, I didn't want to like interfere when I shared it. But I'm like, dude, anytime you're like, I will bend a knee and graciously give you this gift of this yeah. translation mod. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Like, dog, you don't even speak multiple languages. Mm-hmm. Does he not speak multiple languages?
I don't think he does.
So it's like, you don't even speak multiple languages. You definitely, I mean, you could be the one to kind of create this translation mod, but also you don't need to be that person, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, I also, like, I don't know, I kind of feel like it was like, he like knew that Quackities was going to be good, so he's like, oh, I reached out multiple times to collaborate.
Yeah.
Because he was
yeah.
like, oh, this was probably good.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of just a publicity mm-hmm. stunt.
And I'd like to say, like, because like there's this whole, like there's this idea that like maybe they pushed things out faster once they heard about each other.
Yeah.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I had to watch some Minecraft videos. It was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough, you know, sometime in my day. It was really well produced. Like the mod, like Quackity's
really?
One. Like they had like cut scenes.
What does that mean?
So like you'd be playing Minecraft and then there would be like this video thing that would come up and like structures that would spawn. And there was like a whole okay. story to it.
Here's an example of one of the cut scenes.
Welcome to Isla Quesadilla.
This magnificent and majestic land is the perfect destination for human beings seeking respite and relaxation in nature. Boasting incredible wildlife, lush travelers will be enamored and enchanted by its stunning landscape. From its imposing mountains, its winding rivers, breathtaking ancient caves and oceanic cliffs.
Oh, shit!
Destination.
Oh, that is really cool.
Like, it okay. clearly wasn't like, we're going to, like, put a bunch of, like, creators on this, like, blank Minecraft world.
Yeah.
Like, there was a story, there was events.
Aww.
Things were, like, happening.
That's so cool.
And honestly, it was really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I watched it, and it was really cute, because it was, like, the Spanish streamers, like, would introduce themselves in English, and the English streamers would try to introduce themselves in Spanish. And they all seemed, like, fun to be here. And Quacky, like, seems very excited for it.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly, like, what I'm saying is there was clearly a lot of effort that was put in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, like,
yeah, some last minute thought yeah. where he's just like, I just want, you know, more views or something.
Yeah,
but like, he actually, like, cared about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and he was building it for a while. And clearly both, I mean, Dream had to be building it for some extent. But you can't just pull, like, a translation mod out of thin air. You know?
Yeah.
But that is kind of like the drama. I think they've both been, I mean, the server's been pretty good, and when I watched it, I enjoyed it. There's like some weird ass like storylines.
Mm.
There was like a dragon who went away, so they all got eggs to take care of. So when the dragon comes back, they have eggs. But
aww.
The eggs they got were like clearly like played by other players, so we had like people behind the scenes playing as eggs that wouldn't
oh,
speak
no way.
And that's what I mean, like the production level, and there are all these like odds and stuff. It was one of my favorite, you know, aspects of the server is when they died, the Minecraft players had like corpses.
Okay.
It was really funny.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It'd be like a Minecraft like skin on the ground, like
wow, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we've really learned from this is that you actually like watching Minecraft.
No, I do. Jaden Animations is on it too. She's always funny.
Cool.
other people, yeah. But so take a side.
Oh no. Take a side. You can't make me do that. All of your fans will be pissed if I choose the wrong one.
They will. I mean, fans will probably be pissed that I went middle of the road. It's hard in the Minecraft world.
I honestly think I'm gonna side with Quackity.
Not Dweem?
Not Dweem. Just because Quackity seems kind of a little bit like unfazed by the, you know, Dream attempt to provoke him with like the huge tweet and everything. He's just kind of minding his own business and trying to create something that he's proud of and that makes others happy. And if you watch the video and like, well, I haven't seen the video, obviously, maybe that would change my mind, but, or maybe if I even had any other knowledge on who these people were. But like, you watch the video and you said it was good and that, you know, the people on the server seemed happy to be there, positive, and it was like something he put a lot of effort into. Like, I don't really see really what he's done wrong. I mean, yeah, I don't know. But also, I am really speaking out of my ass because I don't, I can't really side with someone because I don't know either of them.
In your mind, could Dweem do anything to make it better?
Dweem. I don't know. Maybe he could have just, you know, not.
The tweet's still up, yeah, by the way. Because so I was just like, maybe it had been deleted. It hasn't.
Right. Well, I don't know. I'm...
If you, okay, if you were Dweem's PR right now,
oh my god,
what are you telling him to do?
I'm saying you should go back in time and not do the face reveal and start your SMP.
Probably a good idea.
Start your SMP, and just continue it with love and affection for all of your little creators that you helped birth through that SMP. And you know, you've already had so much success, like I assume he's decently
she's probably made
rich.
A lot of money,
yeah, yeah, like you've already had so much success. I know that's not what a PR person is supposed to say, but just like just keep doing what you're good at and don't try to be really ambitious and go for something like bringing communities together. You know what I mean?
Don't bring communities together.
No, but I mean like if through like a language translation mod, you know, like you could, if you have so much money, then get someone who speaks other languages on your team to do it. If that makes sense. I don't know if he created it.
I think he was I think the idea,
I don't understand how mod works, but
partly was like he was like gonna have like a representative from each community, and that's when he's like, Quackity, you were gonna be like the guy on mine.
Oh, I see.
And like you were gonna be like the Spanish guy.
Well, I don't know, I honestly don't have very much advice for Dweem.
Yeah, that's partly why I lean towards Quackity, because Dweem, I feel like, insane that you're going to be, like, the Spanish guy. He was like, yeah, you, like, made it out. Like, they were, like, going to be, like, you know, all these, like, these six heads of these different languages, right? Yeah. All be on the same page. And I was kind of like, dude, it kind of feels like you didn't want Quackity to have his own SMP. Like, because there was the Dweem SMP, they were all good with that. Mm-hmm. But when there's the Q SMP,
competition.
Oh, competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I don't know what I would tell him to do now. I'd probably be like, hey, maybe just be like, probably like you shouldn't bring this into the light. But I guess if you are getting threats, I could understand how you would get like, oh.
Well, yeah, that's awful.
I get worried. Yeah, but like, how did you know like the stalker was like connected to? Obviously, you might know the threats were, but I feel like YouTubers always get threats, even though it's bad to say.
Yeah, I know, that's true.
But like, what is the, was like the person who plays tracker on your family car, was he like, oh, this is a Quackity tracker?
A quacker.
In this next section, I address the hate Chris from MrBeast has been getting.
Okay, one thing that I want to address, but didn't necessarily want to make it a video topic, is just like Chris. I feel like he's getting a lot of hate for something. Like, it's just, why are we hating? Like, pretty stupid, and I'm not going to go into details because I think it would just cause more controversy, but like, just don't. Clearly MrBeast is okay with it. It's his friend, and if he wasn't okay with it, he'd be an awful person, so just like leave him alone. I've seen way too many videos like just creating random like storylines, and I just think like, let people live. That's my only message on that. Like, obviously I talk about Minecraft drama, But at the end of the day, that's drama about Minecraft, and this is a more serious issue. So that's all I wanted to address it quickly. So, yeah. Elle, did you have any questions about the Minecraft drama going back?
No. I thought that was a beautiful message, though, and I completely agree with it. Like, at the end of the day, it's just some... It's not going to, like, make a history book, you know? Yeah. This isn't a huge conflict in the world. It might seem super dramatic for mm-hmm. some huge stands out there yeah. who follow this really intensely. And just in the long run, like, it's really not a huge deal. And your message about, like, how there are bigger problems out there, stuff that's more dramatic than Minecraft drama, Minecraft drama,
Minecraft.
Is really important. And I agree with that. So, yeah, thank you so much, though.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, but I always read my 5-star reviews. But basically, it says, I am Mr. Dot Awesome. Or just Mr. Awesome, because I guess the dot is in the Mr. But
bro, you really said the dot.
I said the dot. I said the dot. But it guess the first sentences.
Mac. Oh my god, is your name not on this?
No, they don't know my name.
Oh, oh my god, I thought
they don't. They know,
like,
my,
this,
like,
is a dream. This is a dream reveal. No one knew it was Mac. Okay.
It says, "This is awesome" in all capitals from I am Mr. Awesome.
He's awesome, and he's saying you're awesome too.
Yeah, and he says, "Please make a video of SB737. Okay, I'll definitely look into that. And shout outs, I might have one. I wrote him a note. I got permanently banned from YouTube because I watched it for 27 hours straight.
No.
Without doing my homework in Twitch because my dad says it's fake because he doesn't know what the stuff I look up and there is. And he says, do YouTube. Oh, wait, you can't. Ha, ha, ha." That was his dad impression.
That was a good, that was, right? That's here. Every dad. Yeah,
actually, here, let me get, do YouTube. Oh, wait, you can't. Ha, ha. That's his dad. That's his dad. This is the only way I can stay in touch with YouTube. So please make another video of SB737. Just talk about any shout outs. I might have one. I got banned right after I wrote him a note. I'll subscribe and tell my friends. Please do it. So if I made it clear.
That was crazy.
This is really fun. What I want to explain the situation, because it's really great what he's asking me to do. And I will do it if I see it. Basically, he got banned from YouTube for watching it 27 hours straight. Before he got banned, he wrote one of his favorite YouTubers a note.
Okay.
So he wants me to go review this YouTuber and see if this YouTuber shouted him out.
Oh.
So I can communicate it to him.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, which I will do for awesome. You. I am Mr. Awesome if I see. I love YouTube. 27 hours straight, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot. I feel like I should say it like...
If I was your dad, I would also ban you from it, just to say.
Maybe like your dad was right and you taking a break. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. I'll still update you. But maybe like... You're like... Keep it like a 3-hour straight max.
Yeah.
And that's a lot still.
And then go do your homework and then come back to it, you know?
Yeah.
Just take breaks.
Yeah.
But keep listening to this podcast. That's the main message here. We don't care what you do at home. We just want you to keep listening to this podcast.
Okay, guys, I'll read out more 5-star reviews in the future. Tell me if you liked this format. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.